Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tiki Barber, look at the move. What? Across the 40. Inside Tiki Barber all the way inside the 30-yard line.
Barber bounces off the tackle on the outside. Touchdown!
And you know what? If he's going to hand it off every time and get this result, you'll see a lot more of him. Tiki Barber, 72 yards. Gone.
Barber runs right, finds his way through a hole, to the 40, 35, 30, Barber to the 20, being chased from behind, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Tiki Barber!
Over 200.
50 yards!
Those highlights courtesy of our next guest, the 10-year NFL veteran, the former Giants running back, first-team All-Pro, three-time Pro Bowler, and now one of us hosting Evan and Tiki on WFAN. We go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Tiki Barber joining us. Tiki, thanks for coming on.
How are you guys? You guys trying to motivate Kyle Manungai to have a big day like this weekend?
Yeah, you know what? How much, I mean, Rutgers, obviously, so adjacent to New York. How familiar were you with his career prior to him getting into the NFL?
Oh, very familiar. We live in New Jersey, so we're only about 40 miles away from Rutgers. So his exploits with Coach Schiano down there were well known. But it's interesting when I watch him on tape, I feel like they're running an old school offense. You see a lot of inside zone. You see Caleb Williams under center, which I think is beneficial for running backs for vision and cutback lanes. Mm-hmm. And I get impressed, even though he's the opponent, watching their run game. It's been spectacular.
I have a question for you, Tiki, about that specifically. When you look at their run game, what do you expect Ben Johnson, knowing how he used the two running backs in Detroit famously, to do now that Kyle Manungai's kind of established himself as a guy that can be a workhorse? How do you see the DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai split going forward?
Yeah, no, it's interesting because they're both going to get their touches, but it's not going to be the volume like you've seen with DeAndre Swift out. But I think once he gets healthy, it gives you same type of options that they had in Detroit. The challenge is who's hot, right? Who do you want to ride? And I think both of them have the ability to carry it 25 times a game. You just don't see it anymore in the NFL, mainly because of the atrocious nature of the position. But it's a no-lose proposition. And then you throw in the fact that Caleb Williams can scramble and pick up plenty of yardage with his by himself. It makes it very difficult to deal with their offense.
Tiki, the continuing on with the Bears run game. Well, we're very glad you started us off with that. Why is the Giants defense so bad at stopping the run when you see some of the talent that is on that defensive line especially?
Well, so far, it's been a couple of things. Primarily, Dexter Lawrence isn't having the all-pro seasons that we're used to seeing him have. He's only made one second-team all-pro, but he's always been dominant in the middle, commanding double teams and being stout. He's getting pushed around a little bit this year. And when you think about the rest of the construction of that defensive line, from Kayvon Thibodeau to Brian Burns, who's having an unbelievable year with 11 sacks on the season already, and then the rookie Abdul Carter, it's built for pass rushing and not necessarily run stopping. And I think what happens is that when you get behind in games, you get eager and urgent to try to get to quarterbacks as opposed to being fundamentally sound, and you're just making mistakes. I think lastly, and these are all excuses, the linebacking core has been decimated a little bit. You know what I mean? It's just Bobby Okereke is not at the height that he was a couple of years ago, and we lost one of our starters at the beginning of the year, and it's just young and vulnerable, and teams have been taking large advantage of it over the last couple of weeks.
We're happy to talk to Tiki Barber, of course, the former Giants running back and also now the host of Evan and Tiki on WFAN joining us. And Tiki, I'm glad you brought up the old school nature of the offense that we've seen out of the Bears. They run out of I formation more often than I thought they were going to. And the cutback lanes, especially by DeAndre Swift, I think are something that have been really noticeable. You know, how do you see all of that kind of functioning together?
Well, I think So football changed. It evolved over the last decade or so, and it's mainly because of the explosive plays that they're generating in the pass game. And unfortunately, just like with baseball, analytics has started to take over. And when you think about, you know, expected points or average yards per game, when you throw the football, you double your expected points per play. And the best way to make big 20-yard plays is through the air. And as a result, you see wide receivers become, you know, highly paid in this league. You've seen quarterbacks become the most important thing in this league. But there is still a way to do it if you have explosiveness in your run game. And that's what the Bears have been able to do with DeAndre Swift and this run attack. It's we can get 15, 18-yard gains on the ground. We don't always have to put it in the air to do what other teams have to use wide receivers and quarterbacks to do. And so I think it's old school in that regard, and I appreciate it because that's how we used to run offense, you know, back in my era. You just don't see it very often. I think the Eagles were probably the most recent example that were able to do it that way. We saw it all last year with Saquon Barkley having that monster year rushing for 2,000 yards, and it was big play after big play after big play, and not all of it came in the run in the pass game.
Tiki Barber joining us here on Raheem Harrison Grody, the former Giants running back legend. And listen, Tiki, Caleb Williams has so much attention on him right now because we're wondering about his development and whether or not he can be the type of franchise player that you played with Eli Manning winning two Super Bowls.
Right.
What have you seen and what have you maybe liked, not liked about his development here in year two, learning a brand new offense under Ben Johnson?
Yeah, so I'll start with that because we've often said, and this is just the talking heads, if you fire your coach and offensive coordinator and throw a young quarterback into a new system, you're going to ruin him. You don't have a chance to figure. He doesn't have a chance to figure it out. He's going to get stunted, and then by the time you got to decide on the fifth year option, you're not going to know. It's all become talk about how quarterbacks get ruined. But I think the college game and the transfers that so many of these kids go through, Caleb Williams being one, as we all know, going to USC. It's prepared them in a unique way to get a completely different scheme, understand it, process it, and go be successful in it. And so I think the firing of Matt Eberflus last year, in a lot of people's mind, they thought it was going to stunt his growth. But I think it actually – you had to make the right decision to get the right player or right coach here to get him right. And I think what Ben Johnson has done has coached mistakes out of him. And you see it more now this year than you did last year, where if something looks wrong, it's broken, or he doesn't fix it at the line of scrimmage, he always has the option to create with his legs. And I think that's how you make a young quarterback successful. Just have him have success. Think about Josh Allen up in Buffalo. He wasn't setting the world on fire, throwing the ball around the gridiron, but he found success by using his legs and by extending plays and extending drives and scoring points, and eventually all that other stuff came on board. And I think that's the path you have to take with young quarterbacks, and Caleb is showing that so far this year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Got to break into our interview with Tiki Barber with a little bit of breaking news here. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. TJ Edwards had surgery on his broken hand, which the Bears will club up.
Ugh.
So now we know what he's going to look like when he's on the field. Yeah, Tiki, you know.
He's going to look like a badass, isn't he, Tiki?
He's also still dealing with a hamstring issue that's bothered him all year. Sounds like he will not play Sunday, but he will avoid injured reserve. So yeah, Tiki, you're experiencing this with us too.
You ever been clubbed?
Right. I mean, I broke my forearm, and so they didn't have to club it, but they put a carbon graphite shield, so it was thin and lightweight, but it still hurt like hell. So it's just you can put all the padding you want on it; it's gonna be cumbersome. The challenge with the club hand is that you can't.
Oh no, we lost Tiki.
There you are. Sorry, we lost you.
You broke up there for a second. You said the challenge with the club hand is what?
You can't tackle, really. You can't grasp. And so you end up having to body into people and hope that you're powerful enough to knock a guy over. And it's really challenging. But, I mean, he's such a good player. You want to keep his body on the field and his mind on the field.
Well, and now no TJ Edwards for Sunday, it sounds like. So that might help the Giants a bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tiki. I honestly, objectively, even though like we all like to see Bears wins around here, I objectively am upset that we're not going to get to see Cam Scataboo or Malik Nabers. I'm upset for the Giants. Right. And here's my question about that. How are Giants fans handling what's going on with the Giants this year? Are they taking that into account? And how much does Saquon Barkley thriving, Daniel Jones thriving, affect the opinions these days of New York Giants fans? And I realize that was a loaded question, but you get the calls every day, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. I think the Saquon and the Daniel Jones stuff, the thriving, even Xavier McKinney, even though he's hurt now, but all it's become a past narrative, and it's only because of Jackson Dart.
Okay.
It's only because the Giants have found in their, we think, our future at quarterback, and it just gives you hope. The loss of Cam Scataboo, who was the energy of the team, I mean, really the guy that everybody picked up their cues from, and they're missing that right now. Malik Nabers was a big play threat, which they're missing right now. And so you take Jackson's success, and you only think of the future. You're not thinking about the past so much anymore. The thing that you're worried about, though, is the coaching staff, right? This is legitimately a hot seat season for Dave's and his staff, and things haven't been. You kind of feel the writing on the wall, but you don't want to acknowledge it because you're so excited about Jackson Dart, if that makes sense.
No, it does. So, you guys are all about the development of a quarterback. That's a great way to live.
We can, identify with that.
Yeah, but no, I get it.
I was going to say, it was exactly what you guys went through last year. I mean, I called one of your games last year for CBS, and I remember thinking, man, I don't know if Matt Eberflus is the right coach for this team. is exciting as hell. And so it was – where you were last year is where we are right now.
Okay.
Tiki, what were did you get that opinion when you're in those conference calls and you got to talk to the other coaches just to kind of get the background information?
Yeah, no, right. It just, well, part of it was, like, I think a head coach these days has to be two things. One of two things. He either has to be a hell of a motivator. Like, I'm running through the wall for you. I love you, dude. You know, I want you to be the godfather of my kid. Or he's got to be smart as hell and create schemes, whether it's offensive or defense. Mostly it's the offense. Create schemes that just almost guarantee success. And then it's on the athletes to go thrive in that. This is what Kyle Shanahan does, right? He schemes things open. And so Chris McCaffrey is running free. I'm like, how the hell did he get free? And he uses his athletic ability to make a huge play. I think Sean McVay is the same way. And so when I used to go into those meetings, I would be waiting for that, right? I can see the scheme, but I was waiting for the motivating thing.
Did he give you a nickname? Did he nickname you?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
He didn't, but I didn't feel it with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certain guys, you just feel it. Like, Jim Harbaugh is weird as hell. You guys know this. He is weird.
But he's good.
But he's good. And you're like, dude, I love this guy.
No, it totally makes sense. And Tiki, you would know, having, of course, played in the league for 10 years. Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun to talk to you. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Tiki.
Appreciate you guys. Be well.
That's Tiki Barber. Of course, you know him from being a former New York Giant. And also now he's the host of Evan and Tiki on WFAN.
You ever been clubbed?
Poor Tiki was dealing with, I think, driving with the Bluetooth interference a little bit.
Just
there.
A little bit.
Tiki was fresh out of the airport, so we appreciate him jumping on.
That was great.
That wasn't him driving. That was car service.
Thank you, Tiki.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
A lot of fan influence around. There's an employee of WFAN that's wandering the hallways here today. Tiki coming on the show. So I love when New York and Chicago come together. It's really beautiful.
They're our sister station.
They are our sister station. That is correct.
If Eberflus made Tiki a nickname, would it be
Barbs?
Hey, Torch.
Well, it can't.
Hey, Tiki Torch.
It can't be Tiki, which is kind of the idea. He likes a little E on the end. So what do you do?
Tiksy, Barbs.
Can't be Barbie.
Barbie.
Nah,
I like that. Nah.
Come here, Barbie.
Come here, Barb.
Let's go, Barbie.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
There you go. I don't know.
I know.
I bet he's not seen Dumb and Dumber, though. That doesn't seem like Matt Eberflus humor.
What? I think he has a sense of humor. Who hasn't seen
Dumb and
Dumber?
Just a documentary on his wife.
Oh, come on. Robbie.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary.
Oh, sorry. We're defending Eberflus now?
15-yard penalty.
It's just, I never liked the way...
sucked.
I never liked the way he got fired. I didn't like that he had to talk to the media that day. I thought that was not okay. Like, there's a certain amount of dignity and grace that people deserve.
Right.
So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Come here, Torchy.
Wow.
Torchy.
Stop.
Torchy, Tiki, how's your brother? All right.
Torchy's is a taco chain.
You got a twin. Call him Twin.
That I love.
Twin.
In Austin. Coming up next,
twin.
It is halftime.
Not Torchy.
We'll suss out the nicknames. And we have something for you next.
Oh, you ever been clubbed?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.